Now, a ban on private vehicles travelling through sections of Dublin's north and south quays came into effect this morning. Dublin City Council says that the first phase of the Dublin City Transport Plan is designed to prevent cars and delivery vans from travelling through the city that are not stopping there. But there is concern about the impact that the changes could have on city centre businesses. But for more, let's go now to Dublin City Centre and speak with our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari. Samantha, take us through firstly what the changes are.
Well, Justin, there's essentially two changes, north and south of the Liffey. That might not sound like much, but they will make a significant difference to how people travel through Dublin City Centre from today, effectively stopping private vehicles travelling all the way down the quays of the River Liffey. On the North Quays, cars and delivery vans can no longer travel straight from Bachelor's Walk to Eden Quay. They instead have to turn left up O'Connell Street. And on the South Quays, private vehicles can no longer drive straight from Burr Quay onto Aston Quay. They can turn right onto O'Connell Street or left onto D'Aliers Street, but left turns from Westmoreland Street to Aston Quay are not allowed anymore. Now, there will be local access to Fleet Street and Temple Bar for car park access and deliveries, and the right turn that was between O'Connell Bridge and Eden Quay, which was currently only for public transport and cyclists, will be reinstated to allow travel from the South Quays to the North Quays. All of these new restrictions, which are illustrated mainly by signage and road markings, don't apply to buses, taxis and cyclists, so they're being called a bus gate. They're in place from 7am to 7pm Monday to Sunday. And Brendan O'Brien of Dublin City Council said the aim of these measures is to reduce the number of private vehicles who are travelling through Dublin City Centre, but they're not stopping here.
OK, I know there has been a lot of resistance to the plan. What are businesses in Dublin City Centre saying, Samantha?
That's right. Since this plan was published last September, there's been a huge amount of debate, a huge amount of lobby groups voicing their concerns. One of those is Retail Excellence Ireland. And this morning, its CEO, Jean McCabe, told me that, you know, for the city centre businesses, the car trade or people who travel into the city in cars still account for about a quarter of the trade. And they also believe that the people who travel in cars spend more, they say 60% more than people who use other modes of transport. So they're really concerned about the impact that could have on business. But they also say this couldn't have come at a worse time for city centre traders, because they say they're dealing with rising costs, antisocial behaviour, an increase in retail crime, and that all of those factors mean that they're working in a very fragile environment. Now, the fact that the council are implementing this on a Sunday in late August means it'll be a few days at least before we see the full impact of this, really until the schools go back and traffic returns to normal. But it will only be then that we'll see the full impact of this.
All right, Samantha, thank you very much indeed for that. That's Samantha Librari, RTE's Eastern correspondent.